Yeah, so the Daktronics, we do a lot of projects from very small things in your hometown to these large NFL stadiums and sports facilities, high schools, colleges, the whole gamut of sports. And on opening day, whatever type of opening day is, there is just a real buildup, a real sense of excitement, a real sense of pride. And in these types of facilities, it's just magnified to another level.
The sense of pride that was shown not only in our factory but the community when we were awarded the job right in our backyard was tremendous. Every week since then, and that was in March, I think, every week since then, people ask me all the time, are you working on it? When are you going to get it done? When is it shipping? People are just so thrilled and proud to be part of that, even if they're not working directly for us.
The biggest part is what you saw in what we call electronic assembly. That's where all the magic happens. Making sure that all the colors are correct, that when you get your board lit up, it's Vikings purple, that the blacks are black. That's a really important part. So basically, you start with your circuit card, you add the LEDs in a certain process, takes a lot of quality control. And what I'm proudest of is that every step in that process, there's safeguards. We want quality. You know, there's an old saying, dime in the factory, dollar in the field, and we take that to heart. We want to make sure the product leaves, goes to site, is ready for use. So we start there, put the LEDs in, we have that louvering process that you saw, and then you see what happens here in final assembly.
The new Viking Stadium has some real nice features. It has two video boards. One is quite a bit larger than the other, so the balance between those will be part of the production challenge for the team here. And then there are these ribbon displays that stretch along the sidelines have been very popular. It ties the whole facility together and gives it really a more intimate feel.
You know, when the fan first walks in there and sees the stadium and sees everything lit up, I want them to say, wow. You know, I want them to be impressed. I want that fan to think, you know, this is a better experience than I have if I'd stayed home and watched this on my 60-inch flat screen. You know, that's important for our customers, that they can create that kind of a experience for the fans, to keep the fans coming out to the venues. For this particular stadium, I envision that a lot of the fans are, you know, are going to be local Minnesotans who maybe had a hand in some aspect of the stadium construction, or if they didn't personally, maybe they know somebody that did. And I hope, in addition to all that, that wow factor, that they feel a sense of pride in, you know, what the community was able to do in building a stadium that's as impressive as one that's being built right now.
Even though they're not the largest boards in the NFL, they're still significant in size. Impact on the fan experience. The way the boards will be used, we're super excited about it because the 16:9 aspect ratio, which is basically your true video window, allows us to use the board to its maximum capacity. Other stadiums in the league don't necessarily do it that way. They'll carve it up and put, you know, maybe an ad on one side and then game in progress information. It really, it's a disconnect, in my opinion, as far as how the experience is. The fans are going to know exactly what to expect on this board at all times, and it's going to be top-notch from a content standpoint.
Yeah, with the Viking Stadium, this is really nice because we were able to schedule our production in the Redwood Falls facility, and this is now the only NFL stadium where their video system was built in the state that they're from. So the Redwood Falls people, they're so proud and so happy about the whole situation.